Hey guys, it's episode 556 of All Time Top 10. Welcome back, everybody. This is part two of Top 10 Birthday Songs with the great Joel Lavelle, who just had his birthday on March 17th. It's not too late to wish him a happy belated one. And either way, happy birthday to all who are celebrating this week, and a very merry unbirthday to everyone else. Picks 5 through 1 in our eclectic playlist are coming up next. But first, in the land of Patreon, the people have spoken on the topic for April's bonus episode, and they're going with $10 tier member George's suggestion, and he's going to co-host this one, Top 10 Album Trilogies. And that's going to be in everybody's inbox on April 1st. All those Patreon folks, thank you guys. And you can join them and get these exclusive bonus episodes every month. I defy you to find a better value. For as little as $2 a month, you get these bonus episodes, and you get to help us pay for the archives. By the way, Mixcloud is now charging me every month to keep it going. So, you know, help us out, please. We do appreciate it. Find out more at patreon.com/alltimetop10. Get some bang for your buck. Get those bonus episodes. We'll make it worth your while. While you're at it, follow us on social media. Find All Time Top 10 at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're having some fun with polls. Our friends are voting on the bonus track of the week and polls related to the Pantheon, the Mega List, the 1,000 greatest songs we've ever heard, the ATTT 1,000. Three more songs were released this week, including number 799. We're in the 700s now. Number 799, David Bowie with Young Americans. I was asking you guys, what's the best young song? That's the song with young in the title. You guys had a boatload of suggestions, including four different songs called Forever Young by Alphaville, Bob Dylan, Rod Stewart, and NSYNC. But there was also When You Were Young by The Killers, Pink Floyd, Young Lust, Fire Inc., Tonight Is What It Means to Be Young. Shout out to Jim Steinman. Bastards of Young, We Are Young, Young Girl, You Make Me Feel So Young, Only the Good Die Young, Angry Young Man, and Too Much Too Young. But we want to highlight Young Americans from David Bowie. At Hip Mr. Bully on Twitter says that ranking Young Americans at 799 is ranked way too low. I've been waiting to hear some of those kind of comments from people, and I do appreciate it. Yeah, it's Young Americans. At number 798, it is Diana Ross with I'm Coming Out. Shout out to our friend Kate Brennan. We played that song on Top 10 LGBTQ Anthems back in the summer of last year. But I was asking you guys, what is the greatest Nile Rodgers produced song? And a lot of good stuff here. Wild Boys, Material Girl, Rome, Let's Dance, Upside Down, Get Lucky, Notorious, and Good Times. But we're talking about Diana Ross with I'm Coming Out, produced by the great Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards of Chic. At number 797, a little bit of hip-hop for you guys, a little old-school hip-hop, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Message. I was asking you guys, what's the greatest socially conscious rap song of the 80s? And yeah, there's White Lines and Don't Believe the Hype, and you guys had some good suggestions too. Fuck the Police, Self-Destruction, and We're All in the Same Gang. But we got to talk about The Message from Grandmaster Flash. Our friend E165, aka DJ Love Handles on Instagram, says, if you're referring to the single The Message, you're missing the key component, which is Duke Booty, and it is the greatest rap record of all time. Yeah, so that's The Message from Grandmaster Flash and The Furious Five at number 797. There's going to be three more picks. Going to be three more songs in the ATTT 1000 revealed this coming week over there on social media. Interact with us, you know, give us your opinions on those, and participate in our polls. They're always fun, I think. And while you're at it, check out the ATTT 1000 playlist, which keeps growing every week. It's over there on Spotify and YouTube. Anyhow, let's get back to our friend Joe and let's talk more birthday songs. So yeah, roll the tape.
Listen, I know you're super busy. You got a lot going on. I really hate to bother you, but, well, there's something I've been meaning to tell you, and I'm afraid it just can't wait any longer.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joe.
Top 10 Birthday Songs, Part 2.
Back. Hey, everybody.
Hello. Did everyone have a wonderful week?
We did.
I just had my birthday a couple of days ago.
I know. Dude, we had such a crazy time here.
I know. Insane.
We had a bash. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had to do something. We had to hang out here for a week and wait to tape the second part. So, you know. But anyway, welcome back to the show, everyone. Welcome back to All Time Top 10. I am your host.
Welcome yourself back.
Huh?
He said, "Welcome." He said, "Welcome to the audience." You welcomed, but yes. Then you also welcomed All Time Top 10. You get to welcome yourself.
Why not?
Oh, I think so.
Welcome.
So many people wouldn't do it. I admire you for validating yourself.
Whoever I welcome in the privacy of my own home is no one's business. But mine.
It is so pathetic that you actually live in Goodless Studios and you have to sleep under the soundboard. It's sad. You need to get your own place.
This place is awesome. What are you talking about? I'm very comfortable here. I feel like it's a second home or something. Anyway, we are back. I am your host, Ben Eisen, and with me here today, again, is the great Joel Lavelle. Hey!
Hey, everybody. I am a year older than I was the last time you heard from me.
A whole year older? I mean, it felt like a year. Sitting on the big blue couch with Joel Lavelle for a week. No, it was a good time.
Yes, indeed.
But you are now 1 year older on the count, on the whatever you write down.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. And happy birthday to all of you. This is Birthday Songs, and let's go to number 5. What do you say?
I say let's do it.
All right. I want to give a shout-out to Woke Disney. Disney is very woke these days. They were so woke back in the day that they were releasing animated movies that advocated for taking psychedelic drugs in 1951.
Oh, drugs are nice.
Sure.
This is an appropriate one for you to use.
Yes, it is, because it's a very special occasion today. I don't know if you know, it is my on birthday.
Nice.
That's right.
Very merry on birthday to you, Ben Eisen.
Oh, thank you. Stelling, I guess it's your own birthday as well.
It is. It is. It was my birthday, but now it is my on birthday.
A very merry on birthday to all. And I love that Disney Animation adapted Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. Whoever came up with that idea is a genius. It's one of my favorites of theirs. Probably in my top 3 or 4 Disney movies of all time. What do you think?
I definitely think so. I think, well, first of all, Disney animated movies are wonderful for entertainment.
Yes.
For sure. It's like just some of the best entertainment out
there. Pure entertainment.
As far as Disney animated films being entertainment and being what I think are just beautiful art.
Yeah.
I say probably top of the list, Alice in Wonderland. Hmm. Pinocchio and Dumbo.
I would definitely throw Fantasia in
there. Those three are brilliant. Fantasia is worth mentioning.
Fantasia is number one in my opinion, but that's just me. But Alice in Wonderland right up there. And this song features our pals, the Mad Hatter and the March Hare, explaining to Alice what they're doing, having their little shindig, their over-caffeinated
yes indeed quite over-caffeinated
tea party. It's an unbirthday party. And what is an unbirthday? The Mad Hatter says, now statistics prove that you've one birthday.
Statistics prove that.
March Hare says, imagine just one birthday every year. Mad Hatter says, but there are 364 unbirthdays. And the March Hare says, that's precisely why we're gathered here to cheer. And Alice has to inform them that it's also her unbirthday as well.
What a coincidence.
Right.
I've read the Lewis Carroll and I love it, but yeah, I can't remember if unbirthdays were part of the Lewis Carroll book or if they were invented for the Disney movie.
Man, I have to feel like they were, but you're right. I don't remember. I read it, but it was many decades ago. Yeah.
Listeners, if you know, call in while we play the song, and then we will put you on the air as we come out from the song.
What?
Anybody who knows. If nobody calls in, nobody knows.
I guess we'll have to wait and see if anyone knows. Anyway,
is this the Sherman Brothers?
Yep.
Of course.
This is Catherine Beaumont and Ed Wynn and Jerry Colonna as Alice and the Mad Hatter and the March Hare, the unbirthday song.
Yay.
From Alice in Wonderland, number 5.
Number 5. The unbirthday song.
How very curious. In that case...
Those musicians are so good.
Look, there's a lot of really great songwriting in modern Disney.
Yes.
But the music, the orchestrations compared to that era, it's just nothing.
Well, the animation too, because those were like hand-painted cells and stuff. Like, what the amount of work and genius that went into making some of those early films.
Yeah, I don't know. Just listening to that, though, I'm just so focused on like those musicians in this day. It's just like top-notch talent, like just absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
and when they get to play something like that, just imagine how much fun that was for them.
Yeah, it's very active and exciting, you know.
Yeah.
Bonus shout out to Ed Wynn. He's the one who plays the Mad Hatter. He has more than 50 film, TV, radio, and Broadway credits to his name, dating all the way back to 1910.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, bonus shout out to Jerry Colonna, who does the March Hare. His real name is Gerardo Luigi Colonna. He was an American musician, actor, comedian, singer, songwriter, and trombonist who played the zaniest of Bob Hope's sidekicks in Bob Hope's popular radio shows and films of the 40s and 50s. He also played a range of nit-witted characters, the best remembered of which was a moronic professor, of which Natchman wrote, whoever that is, Colonna brought a whacked out touch to Hope's show. In a typical exchange, Hope asks, "Professor, did you plant the bomb in the embassy like I told you?" To which Colonna replied in that whooping five alarm voice, "Embassy? Great Scott, I thought you said NBC." Zing!
I'm gonna have to research this guy.
Yeah, Jerry Colonna. You got to see him. He's got a gigantic mustache.
Like bigger, Salvador Dali kind of.
Somewhere between Salvador Dali and Groucho.
Nice.
Huge. So anyway, that is, the unbirthday song.
The Sherman Brothers just wrote so many great classic Disney songs. Robert and Richard Sherman. And I love music, so I know Robert and Richard Sherman as songwriters. Mm-hmm. But there's an athlete named Richard Sherman who got a lot of attention a few years ago on social media. I kept seeing Richard Sherman trending. I'm like, what's going on with Richard Sherman? Because there's only one Richard Sherman I know. But then I had to educate myself since I don't pay enough attention to the major cultural event that
you'd
is
be very underwhelmed to hear any details about the other Richard Sherman. He's a football player.
Why was he trending a couple of years ago then? Was he in a Super Bowl or something?
I don't know. He was always very got into fights with other players and stuff, which is probably something like that.
Gotcha.
Like I said, you'd be very underwhelmed to hear him.
Okay.
About the other. He won a Super Bowl. That's something, I guess. Cool.
That must have been when I was hearing about him.
Man. Anyway, let's go to number four, Joel Lavelle.
Number four. So as I mentioned last week, if people can remember way back to last week, I had this idea a while back, and then I mentioned it to you early last summer just because I wanted to mention it while I was thinking about it.
Okay.
And if we had recorded this podcast then, even if we recorded it for your birthday this past summer,
which we were never going to do,
but if we did, we would not have included this song because this song is on an album that came out in mid-July of 2022.
Wow.
Yes.
Going super modern.
Super modern.
Even more modern than 1951.
A bit more modern than 1951.
Mm-hmm.
But this album, at least, was featured on your top 10 or top 40 songs of 2022. How many songs were on that?
20.
20. So, yeah. All right. So you each got 5.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Gotcha. But this song wasn't, but I believe the album was, or at least it got shout outs. But Special is the album title by Lizzo.
Oh, yeah. Lizzo, I think she had two songs.
All right.
Yeah.
She should.
Am I Ready to Be Loved and About Damn Time.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Thank you, Lizzo, for your service.
Indeed. Yeah, yeah. We mentioned her and her.
Reminding us that there is still joy to be found in life.
I know, right?
It's hard to remember sometimes.
Yeah, we need her now more than ever.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we had talked about the whole crystal flute thing and all that.
Sweet.
Yeah, she's cool.
Sweet.
We're going to hear some Lizzo.
Yeah, we're going to hear some Lizzo from that same album. Came out last year's special. This song is titled Birthday Girl.
Okay. I don't think I know this one.
It's fun.
Well, it's some Lizzo
fun.
It's Lizzo. That's all you needed to say. Let's check it out. Number four.
Number four. Birthday Girl.
Have a problem with Lizzo. Get a life, people. She's such just a ray of sunshine, you know?
Because I had been thinking of this episode of this topic for a while, and that song is so new, yeah. It just kind of sat in my alternates as I was thinking about what my final list would be, and it was just sat in my alternates for long, because it's so new and I'd been thinking of the topic for so long, but finally I'm like, God damn it. That song is infectious.
It is, and it has that part where, you know, people are, you know, saying, you know,
Announcing what
their birthdays are. Yeah, that's just really sweet.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. More Lizzo. Positivity, people.
Thank you, Lizzo, for being Lizzo.
Indeed. That's great. Let's go to number three. And I want to give a big rest in peace to the great Loretta Lynn, who we lost last year at age 90. And we're going to play a song from Loretta Lynn. Before we do, here are some fun facts about Loretta Lynn. This is from countryliving.com. Her sisters are country musicians, too. Loretta was born in Butcher Hollow, Kentucky, the second of eight children. Her sisters, Peggy Sue and Crystal Gale, are also professional country singers. Here's another fact for you. She wrote her first song on a fishing trip. The Lynns were living in Washington State at the time. One day we went fishing. I don't know why. I just sat down and wrote a song. But I remember being shocked at those lyrics. Just came pouring out of me, Loretta revealed in her 2012 memoir, Honky Tonk Girl. Quote, I wrote my very first lyric when I wrote Whispering Sea. One more thing here. Her Tennessee ranch has its own zip code and post office.
Oh, wow.
The Redes Ranch Hurricane Mills features 6 museums, including one dedicated to dolls, an RV campground, and a concert venue. The property has hosted the annual AMA Amateur National Motocross Championship since 1982. That's a random fact for you, Joe Lavelle.
Nice.
So 51 top 10 hits, including this one. This is Happy Birthday from 1964. We're fluctuating wildly in our timeline here. 1964, the album is Songs from My Heart, and this is Happy Birthday.
Nice.
Loretta. Number 3.
Number 3. Happy Birthday.
Well, I know where you're going and who's gonna meet you there. I know how late you'll be coming home, but guess who doesn't care? Tonight I'll step out too, and since I won't be here, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. My best wishes may be early, but I'm not sticking around to bake a cake for your birthday while you're out running around. She can help you celebrate, may she bring you lots of cheer. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. Now I've made my mind up, played seconds long enough. You think I don't mean it, so you're gonna call my bluff. But I'll be busy packing while you're holding her near. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. My best wishes.
Happy birthday, Joe Lavelle.
Aw, thank you, Ben and Redlin.
Yeah, that is Happy Birthday, written by Ron Kitson. And they released it in October of 1964. And very cleverly, I might add, because they say Happy Birthday, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. And surprise, surprise, it was a hit all through the holidays.
Nice.
Because it doubles as a Christmas song, too.
That's some thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That is some thinking.
That is Loretta. What's number 2, Joe Lavelle? It's your last one.
Number 2.
On our eclectic list.
Eclectic list.
Good stuff.
This is a song that was written to support a movement for legislation that would make Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a national holiday.
Right.
And spoiler alert, that worked.
Activism works, and artists work well with activists.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
I have heard told to me that at least the chorus for the song anyway is as popular as the traditional Happy Birthday to You song in black families in America.
Oh.
When I was in college, I had a job on the weekends doing children's birthday parties. As black as New Orleans is, I can assure you from my experience working parties, I heard it a lot. And it's just such a great chorus.
Yeah.
The lyrics throughout the song do directly reference Martin Luther King's legacy and the work that he did. But this was written by our good friend Stevie Wonder.
Stevie!
This was on his 1980 album, Hotter Than July.
Yes.
And the title of this song is simply Happy Birthday.
Love it. That's so great. By the way, I forgot to mention our friend Nick wanted to hear the Loretta Lynn song. But
Thanks, Nick.
But Stevie's song, Happy Birthday, was requested by Lisa Ujvara, Ed, Nick, Frank, Trent, and Chico.
Nice.
Yeah. Happy Birthday from Stevie. But yeah, I think if I had known, if I should have looked it up. I should have could have been fighting you for this pick.
Yeah. Well, it gets on the list.
It's on the list.
You didn't have to suffer a steal.
Yeah, well, there's no suffering. Steals are good.
It is when I'm stolen from.
Oh, you're physically hurt.
Yes, indeed.
Well, let's get over it. Let's listen to...
Damn, happy now I'm hurt.
Don't, oh, so sensitive. This is Stevie coming in at number two.
Number two. Happy birthday.
Lyrics are very subtle. I don't, I'm so embarrassed. How did I not know this? It's so clear. I mean, even when he's being poetic about it, you know, it doesn't make much sense. There ought to be a law against anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration. You know, and then he actually says his name later on.
Yep, that's where this song came from.
We all know everything that he stood for, time will bring. For in peace our hearts will sing, thanks to Martin Luther King. And yeah, it worked. I mean, some states were earlier adopters than others, I guess.
Yes.
But yeah, that's got to really burn out the racists to have the day off of work on that day, doesn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Butt hurt. Cry me a river, people. All right. That's a great pick, though. That's Stevie. Thanks for sharing that one. Let's go to number one.
Oh, my gosh. What's number one going to be?
Well, it's pretty obvious. Oba! It's the Beatles.
Oh, my gosh.
From the album The Beatles.
It's the Beatles' birthday? It's my birthday, too. Yeah.
For the longest time, I thought he was saying, there's nothing to do yet. when you hear it that when you think he's saying that, and then you listen that way, you hear it. But
yeah, you're the only person who has ever thought that.
You're probably right. So here's a little bit from the Complete Beatles Recording Sessions. It's a book by Mark Lewisohn. The opening song in the second half of the Beatles' White Album, Birthday, emerged from a jam in Abbey Road Studio 2. The Beatles had scheduled an earlier start for their September 18th, 1968 session in order to watch the classic rock and roll film The Girl Can't Help It. It was showing that night for the first time on British TV on BBC Two between 9:05 and 10:40 p.m. I had mentioned to Paul a couple days earlier about The Girl Can't Help It being on television during this evening. The idea was to start the session earlier than usual, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then all nip around the corner to Paul's house in Cavendish Avenue, watch the film, and go back to work. So,
damn, way to dox Paul's address.
Get just a street name. Maybe it's a long street. Yeah, it's not good. So on the day, Paul was the first one in, and he was playing the birthday riff. Eventually, the others arrived, by which time Paul had literally written the song right there in the studio. We had the backing track down by 8:30, popped around to watch the film as arranged, and then came back and actually finished the whole song. It was done in one day. That's what engineer Chris Thomas says.
Yeah, this is a total emerged from a jam kind of a song.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like one of those things that's so stupid that it has to be fucking awesome. Like the lyrics are just inane.
Yes.
I would like you to dance, take a cha-cha-cha chance. But it's just so good.
Yeah, it's like irresistible.
The kind of thing that is frustrating as a songwriter to think of a song that comes about so easily and is dumb and is better than anything that you will ever write. It's just like you actually like try to write good songs and you put thought into it and you put heart into it. It's like, no, see, fucking
that's where you went wrong.
That's the song.
Yeah. But they make the case in that book that the fact that they went and watched this movie really inspired them in their performance. Because the movie's got Little Richard, Gene Vincent, Eddie Cochran, Fats Domino, and others in the movie. And they came back and it was just like they were so jazzed from watching the movie that they just knocked out this performance. Mm-hmm. And you will hear some backing vocals in there from Patty Boyd and Yoko Ono.
Nice.
Birthday! Mm-hmm. That's them. And it's the Beatles. It's birthday. It's number one. Lisa, Edge, Hannah, Chrissy, Matt, and Terrence want to hear this one. So check it out. Number one.
Number one. Birthday.
Thank you.
I know. Now that I know what he actually said, it doesn't make any sense. It's my birthday too, yeah. Which is not very much more clever than there's nothing to do yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess when you have a summer birthday, you tend to think there's nothing to do yet.
Man, you're obsessed with that.
It's a good song.
So here's a quote from John Lennon from 1980. He says, "Birthday was written in the studio, just made up on the spot. I think Paul wanted to write a song like Happy Birthday, Baby, the old 50s hit, but it was sort of made up in the studio. It was a piece of garbage." Oh, John.
Yeah. But how many times have lazy morning drive radio DJs used that song to do their birthday announcements?
10 billion times?
Yeah. Just from morning drive DJs alone, that song would put a kid through college.
Yeah. And I think like cover bands even like shun doing it because it's so obvious. You know, but it's really fun to play if you ever learn it.
It's a fun song.
Mm-hmm. That is the Beatles' number one. Joel Lavelle, great list. Woo!
Great list, Ben Eisen. Woo woo.
Some interesting music we put together.
This was a good eclectic list.
Definitely a different one from what people are used to on this show.
And I didn't think to mention. I don't think we made it a rule that the word birthday had to be in the title, no. But I knew my list was all going to be.
I believe these all were, though.
I think I had at least one listener pick on one of in the comments that was a song that didn't have birthday in the title.
Yeah, I've got some in my alternates, which we're going to find out what they are, and your alternates. We're going to find out what they are in just a moment, but right now it's time for the bonus track of the week for part two. Check it out, everyone. This is the song you guys were voting on social media.
As chosen by our listeners on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, here's the bonus track of the week.
Hey everybody, it's time for the listener pick bonus track of the week selected by our friends on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All right, happy birthday one more time to our man Joel Lavelle, and happy birthday to all of you who are celebrating. And we have time for one more song. These are the songs that you guys were voting on over there on social media. We had No Doubt with 6 Feet Under. We had The Average White Band with Cut the Cake. We actually had a tie for the most, and it came down to Weird Al Yankovic, Happy Birthday, and The Sugar Cubes with Birthday. And I made an executive decision. I decided that since we played Weird Al in the last episode, we're going to go with the Sugar Cubes here. And this was my number one alternate. And it's the Sugar Cubes with Birthday. If you haven't seen their performance of this on SNL from 1988, you should check it out. It's on YouTube. You can watch that. They're introduced by Matthew Broderick, who's hosting. And he says, "All the way from Iceland, our NATO ally, it's the Sugar Cubes." Anyway, check it out. But let's listen anyway. This is a birthday from the Sugar Cubes. Thanks so much to Ed, Hannah, Chrissy, Genevieve, and At Film and Fishnets. It's birthday from the Sugar Cubes, the bonus track of the week.
Listener pick.
Yeah.
There it is, the bonus track of the week for part two.
Woo-hoo!
I hope we got to all the songs you guys wanted to hear. I know we didn't, but
well, that's why we have the bonus track.
Well, we can do what we can.
And if the song you wanted to hear was up for voting for the bonus track and it didn't get voted on, that's because you did not drum up support for your favorite song, so...
Yeah, and you didn't cheat and vote five times. Sucker. Kidding. Anyway, let's get to your honorable mentions next. What do you got?
I've got some good ones. I'm going to admit that very late I added to my alternates, but I already kind of figured that it wasn't going to be included. It was Birthday by the Sugar Cubes.
Yeah, and, I'm surprised you didn't pick that one.
I know, but so here's the thing about the Sugar Cubes. I love the Sugar Cubes, but they're a band that when I was listening to them a lot, I listened to them so much that I just kind of seared them in my brain. And the time that I was listening to them a lot was when I had all my music on cassettes. And there are a few bands that I listened to a whole lot when all of my music was on cassettes, and then I didn't get around to ever going to CDs or going to digital. And because even in my car, I had a cassette player up until about, you know, 10 years ago. I always drove old cars. I don't know if anyone commented this particular song on your posts, but two of my friends commented the song. I'm like, fuck, I don't listen to the Sugar Cubes enough anymore because they're so awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Birthday is the song. We played that song, their version of it, the live on SNL version. When we did our SNL musical performances,
I remember their
episode.
SNL performance. That was good.
Yeah, it was really good, and it was great.
They did that, and they did Motor Crash.
I think so. Yeah. What was great is in the clip, you can hear the guy who was hosting, Matthew Broderick. Mm-hmm. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Iceland, our NATO ally, the Sugar Cubes."
That's so funny. Why would he say that?
Because it's true. Well, there are NATO
allies.
I don't
have to say every true thing, but that's an interesting true thing to choose to say.
I love it. So yeah, anyway, what else you got?
People who know me would maybe expect that I would have Weird Al's Happy Birthday
right
on my list, which is a wonderful song.
Oh, it's so funny.
I actually had that
on my list until I remembered that it got played last week in the previous episode.
Yes. I'm sorry for not listening to that episode.
You will.
I guess I will.
You will. It's in part two of the Junk Culture episode.
I'm glad to hear that it got some representation recently on the show.
Yeah, we did the Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota.
Just to talk about myself a little bit, I do comedy.
Yes.
About a year ago, I decided to pull my first comedy EP from digital distribution.
Oh.
Just because there are a few jokes. I mean, this is from pretty long ago, and I was, you know, young and experimenting with comedy. There are a few jokes that I'm just not proud of.
I mean,
they probably weren't good at the time, but, you know, I was young and dumb, and I thought, you know, shock humor
more
was a thing.
Is this popular than Reagan album?
No, that one's still out there.
One's pretty offensive.
The Juicebox EP. Yeah, but there's nothing I don't stand by. There are a few things that I don't stand by on the Juicebox EP. That's just something about how you grow as a person, and you come to understand things better.
Yeah.
And, in the Weird Al Happy Birthday song, it's all about, you know, kind of the downfall of society and the destruction of the world. But happy birthday. And it's very funny. It's a very, very funny song.
Yeah, I actually made notes for it because it was going to be on my list.
It's really funny.
He says,
you might cover what I'm going to cover. So
okay,
let me
go ahead.
So I want to be clear that I'm not saying that Weird Al's a bad guy because he's actually a very good guy.
We all know this. Yeah.
But I just, you know, I know as a comic, you kind of try to find your way around things. So he's listing all things that are examples of the downfall of society.
Yeah.
But he has a lyric. There's a punk in the alley and he's looking for a fight. There's an Arab on the corner buying everything in sight.
Yeah.
If you're just kind of grabbing from headlines, that definitely would be a headline to grab from in 1983 or whenever it was.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a good lyric. I can't stand by it.
That one lyric was what kept him off your list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Weird Al is a racist, but the thing to understand about racism is that you can be racist without being a racist. Mm-hmm. And you have to be self-aware and correct
almost
yourself.
Almost nobody was self-aware in 1983. Yeah.
But that lyric is racist. Weird Al is not a racist, but that lyric is racist. And I kept it off my list because of that.
Yeah.
But it's a funny song.
Otherwise, it's very funny. Well, what's the matter, little friend? You think this party is the pits? Enjoy it while you can. We'll soon all be blown to bits. The monkeys in the Pentagon are going to cook our goose. Their fingers on the button. All they need is an excuse. It doesn't take a military genius to see. We'll all be crispy critters after World War III. There's nowhere you can run to, nowhere you can hide. When they drop the big one, we all get fried.
Happy birthday.
But happy birthday to you.
It's a great song. It really is. I hear you. I just couldn't keep it on my list.
I hear you.
Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach. And Tears at the Birthday Party.
Ah, very good.
Another one that I kept off my list because I thought it would be more appropriate for you. They Might Be Giants. It's Not My Birthday.
Mm-hmm.
From Miscellaneous Tea, which was a compilation album of B-sides and non-album singles.
You know what's even better than that?
What?
It's Then, the Early Years.
Yes.
Man, there's so much good stuff on there. The first two albums, plus Miscellaneous Tea, plus like a whole other album's worth of bonus stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So much good stuff.
Miscellaneous Tea, if it was an official album, I would say holds up as one of the best They Might Be Giants albums. Like it's really good. And it's not even an official album. It's B-sides and rarities.
That'd be a fun list, by the way. Top 10 B-sides and rarities albums.
Sure.
What else?
I've got Happy Birthday, Johnny from St. Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Birthday... Love Made Real. Birthday Love Made Real by Suzanne Vega, which is pretty friggin' awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then shout out to some of the local folks who've played on the same scene as some of us. Shane Alexander, a mainstay of the Room 5 scene back in the day and one of the originals of the Hotel Cafe scene, has a song called Birthday, which is wonderful. And our dear friend Garrison Starr has a song called To Garrison on her 28th birthday, which is a freaking killer song. 29th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an awesome song. And they're both awesome people. I'd like to give them shouts out.
I've seen those two in forever. That's good stuff. I have a few more here. Got to mention Leslie Gore, It's My Party. I didn't even think of this as a birthday song at first, but then I remember she does say, "Oh, what a birthday surprise. Judy's wearing his ring." So.
Yeah, I definitely don't think of it as a birthday song, but you're right. It's right there in the lyrics.
It's a party, and it's her party, but
And I've had that song on a list on this show before.
You have?
Yeah, I think Bubblegum Classics was on that.
That's a long time ago. I did have a They Might Be Giants song in my alternates, but it's the song Older, which is not really a birthday song either. But it could be sung at someone's birthday just to make them sad. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older. And and now you're older still. The Weird Al, Happy Birthday, yes. I had Happy Birthday to Me by Cracker.
Okay.
From their debut self-titled album. It's very good. The Average White Band doing Cut the Cake. Which sounds exactly like Pick Up the Pieces. It's almost the same song. And then last but not least, we have to mention the Ramones singing Happy Birthday to Mr. Burns on The Simpsons. Have the Rolling Stones killed? Sir, but those aren't do as I say.
I wonder how many birthday songs have been on The Simpsons, because I can't recall this. You're a huge Simpsons fan, so maybe you can recall this from memory. But some in my listener picks, somebody suggested Michael Jackson singing Happy Birthday from The Simpsons.
Happy Birthday, Lisa.
Happy Birthday, Lisa. Okay.
Yeah, he sang that. It was Michael Jackson doing the voice of someone. Maybe it wasn't him. No one's ever sure if it really was Michael Jackson. Someone, a sound alike. I don't know. But it was when the Simpsons were at their height, which is like their second season. You know, like the Simpsons when they started were like the most popular they ever were. And then over the years, it's gone down steadily, but very slowly gone downhill. But
I'd say it climbed for the first 5 years.
I feel like the first year, like everyone had the T-shirts and all that.
Yeah.
When it first came out, it was like a cultural phenomenon.
For sure.
You know. But yeah.
Nobody's favorite episode is from the first season.
Absolutely. It's the same with Seinfeld. No, yeah. It's not that great. But, you know, that's
when it was at back when Homer spoke like this. He sounded like Walter Matthau.
So weird.
Chocolate frosty milkshakes for everybody. Lisa.
Anyway, that is those are my alternates. Thanks so much, Joel Lavelle, everybody, once again.
Van Eisen, everybody.
Support Joel Lavelle and all that he tells you about.
Yeah, buy me drinks on my birthday.
Buy him drinks on his birthday.
Oh, actually, I should have said that last week.
Damn it. Now you got to wait a whole nother year.
Oh, man.
Travel back in time.
A whole year until drinks.
Just travel back in time. Man, I'm so sorry. Travel back in time. Just do that. You'll get there.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, time travelers, for bringing libations.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast, and I hope you do, and I hope you're enjoying it every week, you should subscribe to the show. Find us at all the places that you get podcasts. Find us on all the social media places, except for TikTok, because we don't do that.
Yet.
We're not doing TikTok. It's too late.
You said that about Instagram.
I did? In 2011? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're on all those places. Our website is alltimetop10pod.com. That's where you can find links to the Patreon thing and all the other stuff that we're doing. So check that out. I think we're out of here, sir. What do you say?
I agree. We are indeed out of here.
We're out of here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Happy birthday to all of those who are having birthdays. Happy unbirthday to everybody else. And
this episode will be in the archives, so you can play it on your birthday if your birthday is not now.
That'd be really sad if you did that.
But I disagree.
Kind of sad. We appreciate it, though. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And until next time, peace out.
At 2 Brute, at 3 Brute, at 4 Brute, at 5 Brute. Please.